Well, I mean, firstly, the idea of umuntu ogula njengoMary should be arrested and put in custody and placed before a magistrate. A condition where he can't come to court. And umama lo ugu physical pain, ugu psychological pain, ngoba abantu bakhe kababona. Ngizifaka esikhathuleni zakhe ukuthi, honestly, a woman who has not seen her kids for 32 months, now she must be arrested because uyagula, akakwanisi ukuhamba ama-steps. Ngiyazibuza ukuthi am I a facilitator of this injustice by being part of it? Uzibuza imibuzo eminingi ukuthi konke lokhu okwenzekayo shuwa-shuwa i-justice le engiyo engi-part of yiko wangikhalisa shuwa namanje I'm still very pained by this whole nonsense.
Manje uzwa njani okwanamhla?
Uyazi wake waba ku-hospital ngelinye ilanga wangabuyi kwathiwa gabuye noma egula noma enjani kabuye sagcina sesihambe ne-ambulance behla omagistrate bahamba bamurimanda khona eku-ambulance kukodwa nje kona lokho is something I haven't seen. I've been a lawyer for 41 years and ukuthi umuntu obonakalayo ukuthi uyagula ugula okunje wabuya e-court on Friday but umamakhe could not take it kuma-stance ama-flight high 2 ukuthi angene ku-court. Sikhona samtshela umagistrate wakhona. Umagistrate wakhona ungumama futhi ukuthi ukhona uphansi ngaleyana emotweni. Kakwazi ukubuya phezulu ngoba umama akhe kakwanisi ukumthwala physically ngoba amalisi ekhothi kasebenzi. Umagistrate wathi uyawazi umthetho ukuthi umuntu enganikwanga imvume yokungabuyi vele uma engabuyi vele thayi iwarrant. Uyazi ama-prosecutors kayi-aplayelanga iwarrant. Umama lo kathi simtshela loko kathi let me go and think about it for 10 minutes. Wahamba almost an hour waphenduka lapho wasetsho loku ukuthi warrant of arrest. Ama-prosecutors enga-aplayanga ngithi ukuthi sifuna i-warrant. I-warrant ngeyomuntu ongabuyanga e-court ngenhloso ngoba engafuni ukubuya. Willful default and yinto le eke yenziwa for the same person by male magistrates abehla phansi some remand. So uyabona ukuthi lokhu kakusasi justice kusebenzisa i-justice ukuthi abantu balwe ama-personal battles angafanele ukungena e-court and for me it's abuse of the law.
Manje lifuna ukwenzani ngathi nje nxa siqhubekela phambili lifuna ukuthi lenzeni ukuthi athole uncedo aqale asile engakabiselwa futhi phambi komthethandaba.
Naturally I'll have to be going to the high court for a number of issues. Sesi ukuthi warrant le isethe aside ngoba vele it was a regularly issue. So okwesibili ukuthi aphiwe i-passport yakhe ukuthi akwazi ukuya e-South Africa athole i-second opinion le ayifunayo.